Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
His new book is out in stores nationwide this week, The Late Great USA. And folks, that's not hyperbole. Already the country's owned by foreign corporations. They've already run the comprehensive annual financial report scam. And now they've militarized the police against us. And I have, what is it, five articles here today where illegal alien drunk drivers kill people and are released. Where just all sorts of things happen. And I have the L.A. Times. You want to go read this whole article, Mexican cartels outgun towns. And it says that the police are surrounded by foreign Mexican troops and drug dealers. They're shot at. The whole towns have no police. The police have all stood down. The towns are now completely overrun. I don't have time to even read all this. That's how bad the news is. I could talk for 3 hours about this article. This is the L.A. Times, by the way, not Jerome Corsi. Dr. Corsi. Okay, now this article sounds worse than what he's saying. Because we're not embellishing here. I know it sounds crazy. It is crazy. Rocket attacks, hand grenade attacks, car bombs in Texas, mass death, criminals everywhere. And they just let them go. 400 plus thousand aggravated felons in 2005 released out of Houston alone. That's because with 7 million people in the metro area, 2 million are illegal aliens. Folks, this country is in free fall right now. Dr. Corsi, I'm reading this article, just came out today. I don't know if you've seen it yet, but this is describing the total implosion of the country. And now, of course, we've been talking about it for years. It's finally on CNN. El Cenizo flying the Mexican flag, not allowed to use English in court proceedings. Is it that it's so unbelievable people just can't believe it?
Well, I think it's critical, Alex. For instance, with the Trans-Texas hot corridor, you know, people were saying, oh, they won't build this new 4 football fields wide highway. Well, now that Governor Perry has vetoed the legislation blocking it, they're going to build it. And what I have in the book is you can see the artist's conception of it. I link to the documents from the Texas Department of Transportation, like I do in all my writings on World Net Daily and Human Events, so people can see the original documents themselves. When this highway, which is going to be built, financed by Cintra, C-I-N-T-R-A, in Spain, they'll own the leasing rights on it for 50 years, and Giuliani's, Rudy Giuliani's law firm, Bracewell and Giuliani in Houston, does all the exclusive legal work for Cintra in the United States. Giuliani also got Cintra to lease the Chicago Skyway and the Indiana Toll Road, along with an investment consortium in Australia, and it puts Giuliani squarely in the globalist column. He's making millions of dollars through that law firm doing the bidding of the Spanish Investment Consortium that wants to build the Trans-Texas Corridor.
150 years ago, the great powers, the U.S., Russia, England, and France, and others, broke up China into different parts. Isn't that really what's happening to the U.S.? Isn't that what globalism is? Is they just walk in here and just grab everything they want?
Well, and the problem is, the globalists are doing that, Alex, now that they're buying up infrastructure in the United States and building these north-south highways. And I document that, you know, the Trans-Texas Corridor, Interstate 35, is not the only one. You've also got the Plains to Ports Corridor going into Denver up through Dalhart, Texas, and the Panhandle of Oklahoma. And it's going to use the same Trans-Texas Corridor model, 4 football fields wide a highway in the rural areas. And you say to Denver, where's the port? Well, the port is down in Lazaro Cardenas. It's the Mexican port through which these millions of Chinese containers...
They're on the Pacific side. Dr. Corsi, I want to get you up again next week to break all this down and talk more about your book, The Late Great USA. Thank you so much for spending time with us. I want to talk to you for just one moment during the break. We're going to let you go. We've got Michael Rivera, WhatReallyHappened.com, joining us on the other side. We're going to do a world report on a host of news issues we have here in front of us that we haven't even addressed yet. Dr. Corsi, again, thank you for joining us.
Great pleasure, Alex. Thank you.
It's here.
after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
He joins us for an hour once a month. It's always very informative. I always learn something. He's in there in the top 10 people who knows the most about the New World Order and how the whole system operates, and he really has got his details together. He is the head honcho over there at whatreallyhappened.com, the founder of that, one of the first alternative websites in the country. And we are blessed to have him with us. Before we go back to Michael Rivero, didn't plug the videos last hour. That's how we support our operation here. Now, that is an addendum, a caveat. I mean, it's a positive proviso in that you know that when you purchase the great books and videos that we carry by other filmmakers and authors at InfoWars.com, that you're supporting them as well as us. Plus, most importantly, and this is A, you're getting powerful information and becoming more informed yourself. And none of us know it all. We're always learning more. And knowledge is power. I mean, even if you're a self-righteous, full of yourself yuppie that doesn't care about the country, knowing about the New World Order is good for business. Just for your investments and what stocks you pick, believe me. I mean, the globalists have literally tens of thousands of employees who just go around collecting data and information on how the New World Order is operating. It's so big they have to study themselves. So it's important for you to be informed. It's cool to be informed. And it is literally the living water of information. The people perish for lack of knowledge. Infowars.com, the secure online video and bookstore shopping cart via the Yahoo shopping cart that we have. Highest level security. Again, at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. It is now available, Terror Storm, final edition, special edition, 17 minutes of bombshell added info. This is the best film I've ever made. I think it's going to be dwarfed by Endgame, but it's the best I've made up until this time. the new 7-7 info, the new 9-11 info, the Building 7 info with BBC. It's so much in there. Go read on Infowars.com the write-up on the new Terror Storm. Available now. You can order it now. Shipping out to you, ladies and gentlemen. Terror Storm. Final edition, special edition, final cut, whatever you want to call it. It's the last time it's the second version. It's the last version, too. And it is a special edition, so I don't know what you want to call it. We call it special edition, but it's really more than that. Available at Infowars.com. And while you're there, get America Freedom to Fascism. Get Loose Change Second Edition. Get 9/11 Mysteries Demolitions or Riddles in Stone or the other books and videos we carry. Look at all the discounts we've got. You can get some of my films as low as $5.95 a piece. Infowars.com. And when you get my videos, don't forget, make copies of them aggressively. That way it's high-quality digital copies. It's not just some download off the web that you burn to disk, which is okay. That's what you got, do it. But this is even better because it is a DVD. It's high quality. Get my three Police State films, now in a box set, 45% off, $34.95, three films, three DVDs, and one box set, the Police State Trilogy, now available in a trilogy. Matrix of Evil, available on DVD now. We got it transferred over. Masters of Terror, available. All at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. And coming up Wednesday, we're going to have the download version for PrisonPlanet.tv members of Terror Storm Special Edition available. And then by the end of the week, maybe even sooner, I'm just giving myself a few extra days here, we're going to have a flash version. We're just testing it and getting all the extra servers lined up so you can stream it. What's the point? In the past, we took the streaming down because it didn't look good. This is high-quality flash streaming, so you can watch it in live time instead of downloading it. I like downloading it because it's three or four times better than Google Video. I mean, you can find all my stuff for free on Google Video, and that's great, but it looks muddy. It isn't that good. Get it at PrisonPlanet.tv. Downloads crisp and clear, and that is good to burn to disk and get out to people. So it's an armory, a literal arsenal of InfoWar at PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, I'm going to shut up and go to Michael Rivero of WhatReallyHappened.com. And, Mike, again, it's always great to have you here with us. I never do pre-interviews with you, what you want to talk about, what I want to talk about. Cause it's all, you can talk about any subject I raise because you're a news junkie, news hound, research hound, par excellence, like myself, two birds of a feather flapping around together but with different perspectives and different angles, which is always, you know, brings us to a higher level of understanding. But I keep meaning to get to this, and I haven't in the last week or two. London Guardian says 19.6% the U.S. fines of Chinese goods are substandard or poisonous. That's almost 20%. Chinese internal reports are saying upwards of 30%. And at first I thought it was just some kind of economic war and somebody was hyping this. But now it appears that there's a rebellion, almost like an Atlas Shrugged, Ayn Rand strike, where the people either just don't care, it's like an organic 100th monkey strike where they're just saboing everything, not to hurt America, but to hurt China, because it's Chinese goods. I mean, I'm talking about blood products that aren't even blood products on the wall. I'm talking about poison in the food. I mean, I didn't know how bad this was. Even so-called organic foods I've been eating in my household turned out it had salmonella, poisons, other things in them. I mean, this is ultra-massive, and is this just the Chinese going insane? I know that they've been rioting nationwide. The government's on the verge of collapsing. That's been kept very quiet. There's Tiananmen Squares every week there now. I think there's something really big going on in China, and I think this breakdown of these semi-slave wage factories and slave factories, I think it's part of a rebellion. Now, that's my gut from the analysis. We don't know. What's your gut tell you?
Well, like you, when I first heard about these stories, I thought it was just China bashing and economic war because China's prices are too difficult, really, to beat coming into the American marketplace. But if I can share an anecdotal story with you, I like to have little toys around my office. And a while back, I actually bought this little toy ray gun. It has all kinds of lights all over it. And it's stamped Made in China, and there's a company name. And amazingly enough, it's got a real laser inside it that shoots out a beam like a laser pointer. And this is a very dangerous thing to have in a toy because, obviously, if you give this ray gun to a small child, they're going to start pointing at each other and pulling the trigger. And if the laser hits their eyes, it's going to cause eye damage. And to me, this reveals an incredible degree of recklessness in product design. but probably being encouraged because it made China profitable and they had vast amounts of money coming in from these very quickly made, not well thought out products being sent out. But now it's coming back to haunt them. And there's this huge, huge backlash. And yeah, we're between the pet food problem that we had, unsafe toys like the one that I've got right here, and these other issues. Yeah, there seems to be a real problem. Now, I do note that China did execute their one of their former government ministers that was having to deal with food and drug safety. So China at least seems to have a really good handle on what you do with a corrupt politician who is allowing these things to happen. So China is clearly trying to take steps, because if people become aware that Chinese products are not only just cheap but actually dangerous, obviously this is going to impact their sales around the world, and their entire economy could ultimately collapse from
it. But obviously, I mean, something this big can't just be because of this one executive, Xing Yexing, I can't pronounce it, headline AP, China executes ex-food and drug chief. China executed the former head of its food and drug watchdog today for approving untested medicine in exchange for cash. That was just in one case, but now they've got blood products that are fake on the wall. The strongest signal yet to Beijing that it's serious about tackling its product safety crisis. Beijing does that when Bayer knowingly ships AIDS-laden and hepatitis-laden blood product around the world, though. There's no executions there. That is an important point. Here, there is also not the liability. So, again, it just shows an overall breakdown of society.
Well, I think it definitely shows. Well, let me back up for here a second. And using our own country as an example, it is a reality that nations as a whole, any organized structure as a whole, whether it's a home, a business, or a nation, is going to inherit the morality of those people at the very, very top. So if you have this guy at the top of the food and drug pyramid of authority in China, and he's taking money to allow shoddy products out, that sends a clear message to everybody down below him that this is okay to do. And this kind of corruption and rot very quickly spreads throughout the system. And by executing the man at the top, China has sent a clear message that I think will probably have a very cooling effect on these kind of practices, not only in the direct organizational structure underneath this guy, but probably in the government as a whole. People will say, okay, the times are changing, and we can't get away with what we were being allowed to get away with before. And there's no question that for it to have gotten as bad as it did, that China was kind of turning a bit of a blind eye and a nudge, nudge, wink, wink to some of these things that were going on, because it was improving profitability. It was bringing money in that China desperately needed, and it was establishing China as this manufacturer around the world. But a backlash like this could really undo a tremendous amount of the progress they've made over the last few years. I remember a story from just a few years back where a Chinese capacitor company stole the formula for the electrolyte from another company but got the formula wrong, and started putting out all these capacitors that were used in computer products and motherboards all over the place, and these computers all started failing. So, again, these shortcuts in the name of making sales and profits, they're coming home to roost. And there is no royal road. If you're going to put out a product, you have to, at some point, make sure it's going to do what it says it will do and back that up, or customers are going to look for other products. And it doesn't matter how cheap they are. People will spend the extra money to get something they know they can rely on.
And to me, this is a symptom of something wider. I mean, where you have almost $4 trillion now, it was 2001, folks, it was $1.9 trillion. You've got almost $4 trillion disappear from the Pentagon. We've got wall-to-wall corruption everywhere. We've got police engaging in more and more corrupt activities. We've got drug cartels running wild. I mean, just looking at the information and the actual statistics, it seems like this is a global phenomenon of just corruption running wild. Do you think the top social planners are concerned that this could cause some type of chain reaction?
I think they ought to be very, very concerned. Now, I think there's been a lot of corruption all along. I think it is because of the Internet driving the media now, because of alternative radio shows like yours driving the media and making these stories important, that we're more aware of it than it used to be. And because the people are more aware of it, they're more angry about it, they're getting ready to do something about it. I think the planners in our government certainly ought to be very concerned about the possibility of a violent revolution in the very near future. I don't like the idea of it. I'm, trying to find reasons to discourage people from going that route. But ultimately, I see our nation heading along the same path that Romania did some years back.
I agree. Stay there. Let's come back and talk about the dollar and a lot more.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Ted Anderson from Midas, July 10th, 2007, gold 660. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $681.97, $336.50 for half, $168.25 for quarter. That's $681.97, $336.80, and $168.25. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Alcorsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book, called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to GCNLive.com and click on the spot. Sponsors link, then click on the ACT banner. Join the ACT Buy Direct Consumer Movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to GCNLive.com, click on the sponsors link, then click on the ACT banner and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's GCNLive.com, sponsors link, ACT banner, and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
You know, I spend a lot of time bashing what I call yuppies, and that's an oversimplification. I mean the trendy types. I don't care if you're a hippie or a cowboy type or you know, a black guy. I mean, you're establishment. You're into whatever you're told. You're into going with whatever the media says is the coolest thing. You believe whatever the CNN and Fox News say. I remember 2 years ago seeing the Financial Times of London, much more important than the Wall Street Journal, because they tell it like it is there. You know, they'll spin it a little bit so the public doesn't get it, but it's also got messages to the elite. And they said, we're going to lower the U.S. economy slowly so they don't panic. We're going to debase it to third world status, and it's going to be done over the next 5 years. But they said elites are worried, though, that there'll be a rush to exit the dollar that will cause a global depression. And they said part of the New World Order is to bring down America, and that's good. England will rise as the preeminent dominant force in Europe. We'll invade Iraq and do all the dirty work for them. And they just spelled it all out. And it was a series of articles, and I made a big deal out of it. The euro was at 82 cents against the dollar in October of 2000. This is AP. It's now at 137 plus, and every week now going up about a half a cent. Now, that's over a 50% increase in value against the dollar and a massive drop in value of the dollar. Mike Rivero, they said they'd do it incrementally so we wouldn't notice. But, I mean, I can't, literally, I talk to average Americans, or I'll be at the neighborhood pool, you know, middle-class community pool, but, you know, there's middle-class people there, and they'll say, hey, Alex, how you doing? People that are even neighbors of mine, and I'll go, hey, you know, the dollar's been devalued. They don't know what that means. Or I'll bring up eugenics. Oh, what's your new film about? Eugenics, what's that? I mean, how did we get so stupid? My grandma knows what eugenics is. She knows what dollar devaluation is. Is it just that she's 80-something years old and has lived long enough to see it, Mike?
Probably, and a lot of it has to do, obviously, with mainstream media's desire to keep us distracted. I bet if you went back to those same people at that pool and asked them about Paris Hilton or Anna Nicole Smith, they would have all the information right there at hand to carry on what they believe to be a meaningful and important conversation. So there's a big part of it right there. But as sooner or later, what they have to notice is that the prices they are paying for just about everything are going up, because since America does not do that much manufacturing anymore, we are still importing most of our products from everywhere else in the world. And as the dollar devalues, it takes more dollars to buy those. Certainly anybody who is purchasing high-tech equipment notices, the cost of cameras and lenses and video equipment is continuing to rise.
Software.
Yeah, well, software, anything high-tech, which is now being made outside the U.S., we have to pay more to get it because the dollars are absolutely worth less. But even setting aside issues of the New World Order, common sense has to tell you that if there is an attempt to merge Canada, the United States, and Mexico into the North American Union, that the inevitable result, indeed the inevitable precursor of that, is that the working-class Americans and working-class Canadians have to be somehow tricked or coerced into lowering their standard of living to something that is approaching the working class of Mexico. Otherwise, you know, with the Mexican labor being able to basically walk over the borders and take jobs, we're all going to have to, middle class is going to have to take lower salaries and lower wages.
Now, they tell the right wing that we're giving up our liberties and the economy's having problems because of Al-Qaeda, and if we just attack Iran, everything will be okay. The left's being told we got to have global government, global tax. They've introduced legislation today for a carbon tax in the U.S. Canada just passed one. I mean, it's happening, folks. So can you speak to that? I mean, that's also going to be their excuse of why we've got to lower our standard of living. The oil's running out, and it's a tax for the earth, and...
Yeah, the whole global warming thing is being fanned because it's just another scare tactic to get people to surrender control over their own lives, to make do with less so the government can have more. I mean, looking at this Live Earth concert, this was really a joke. I mean, you had all these rock stars flying in their private jet aircraft, you know, belching tons of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, riding to the venue in their gas-guzzling huge limousines, dancing around under millions of watts of lighting with thousands of watts of sound equipment, blasting out how we, the rest of us, must live much smaller, more austere lives in order to be good to the earth.
Well, that's like Ted Turner said, there should be a law, you can only have one child, he's got five children.
Exactly. If you look at Al Gore's own house, it is hardly what we would call energy or environmentally friendly.
Well, I think it's 12,000 square feet.
And very wasteful. It doesn't have much in the way of solar. It's not well insulated. It is just a very wasteful house.
Stay there. I want to come back and talk more about this because they're making their big move right now. Mike Rivero.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
JLS Research, the makers of the all-natural and very effective Nobio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates that those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organic and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there is a secret group that wants the government to spend itself into bankruptcy? Did you know that current President Bush has the largest percentage of increase in spending than any Democrat has ever had? 38% higher than Bill Clinton's highest budget. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-422-0488. That's 1-800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488.
The next stop that we make will be mine. Tell all the folks in Russia and China too. Don't you know?
Ban this song from playing on its stations because it's anti-war. We're going to open the phones up for Michael Rivera if you'd like to get involved on air. It's 1-800-259-9231. It is the 10th day of July, 2007, 1-800-259-9231. Don't forget, we have a free podcast of this show every day when the broadcast ends. It serves out to tens of thousands of you. And if you're getting the podcast, tell your friends, your neighbors, your email list, your MySpace about the free podcast at Infowars.com. That's how we get the word out. It's how we reach more people is thanks to you. I want to thank those that have spread the word and ask you to spread the word again. And I want to ask the majority of you who haven't really been spreading the word to help us spread the word. And that's how we're going to win this info war. Also, we restream the show 21 hours a day after the live show ends here on the network at InfoWars.com. You can listen how you want, when you want, to the stream of the show or to the podcast. Mike Rivero, you know, we keep talking about revolution. I mean, there are all sorts of different revolutions of technology, of information, of culture going on. But when you talk about a violent revolution, certainly the government and some think tanks have said they, the British report of this year, and this is their Ministry of Defense projection, they say they believe there will be worldwide riots. They believe there will be flash mobs. They say, because of what globalism, i.e. New World Order, is going to do, that we are going to resist. The question is, they don't say how what is going to be so horrible that people spontaneously riot and kill the police. What are things, because the report doesn't get into that. We, of course, know. I want to get your take on what that could be.
Well, I think just in general, I mean, there's a segment of the society, which is obviously the audience listening to us right now, who are very informed and educated as to what's going on. But even those people who are watching regular TV and don't understand the facts, at some level in their consciousness, they're feeling the pressure. They're feeling the loss of their standard of living. They're feeling the constriction of all the rules. They don't like being fondled going through the airports. There was a story the other day about how some police tried to confiscate some fireworks, and apparently the partiers just beat the cops up, because they see more and more the police aren't there to enforce the basic laws of no stealing, no killing, but to enforce certain property rights. And
all over the country, they're arresting people walking down the street handing out Ron Paul flyers. I mean, all over. I mean, YouTube and the video online. I mean, I see the cops, and I can't believe they act this bad. I mean, it's embarrassing. It embarrasses me. I mean, you ever watch somebody do something embarrassing and you feel embarrassed? I mean, I can't believe they act like this.
Well, I can certainly believe it. I saw the beginnings of it when I was still living in Los Angeles with the Ramstein cops, and it really is very shameful. But again, it's just something that people are becoming more aware of. It's not a new development. There have always been bad cops. But with the Internet, with alternative radio, people are beginning to see it happening. And I think at some point, Americans are beginning to realize the total tax rate, all the aggregate taxes added up, amounts to about half of everything people are earning right now.
Almost 60% for people in higher tax brackets.
Almost 60%. And this is being taken by a government that is pointedly not listening to the will of the American people in regards to the war in Iraq.
I mean, I pay about 40% of the little bit of money I got to these people, and with all the taxes, I'm kind of in a lower middle class area, but it's worse for people above me, and I get treated like dog meat by cops. I mean, what's going on here?
It is, and it's taxation without representation, because the government is taking the money from you. They're trying to manufacture issues that you can feel good are being taken care of, like global warming, but when it comes to the really important things like Iraq and staying out of Iran and the people who lied us into these wars, the government is absolutely not listening to the will of the people. And nothing demonstrates that more than the current democratically controlled Congress, which was given control of Congress in November of 2006 with a very clear, unmistakable mandate to end the wars and to prosecute the people who lied us into them. And as soon as they get in there, you've got Nancy Pelosi saying, well, impeachment's off the table, we don't have the time, we don't have the votes, we have to look at more important achievable goals like anti-littering campaigns in Sausalito and things like that. And it's just one distraction after another. The Democrats have proven themselves no more willing to deal with the issue of Bush's wars than the GOP was. And I'm predicting right now that all the posturing aside, the Democrats are going to lose Congress in 2008, because the American people have seen they went to Congress and did not do what they were told.
But then the double team still works, and then it goes back to the Plan B, same people, the Republicans. Now I want to take some calls at 1-800-259-9231. Here in just a minute, Rob and Kansas and others are going to get to
you. That double team, if I can comment,
sure,
I wanted to get one more thought. America does see it's a double team, that Republicans and Democrats are just two faces of the same mechanism, and that is why I think at some point there's going to be some kind of an upheaval.
Well, when 91% don't want open borders, and 99% don't want North American Union, and 97% don't want Trans-Texas superhighways, and when 75% of the troops now, it was 70, and 87% of the people don't want the war, and it just continues. That shows everybody we're not running this country.
But they still take our money and the promise that we have something to say about it.
But they hear us getting mad, and so they militarize the police, thinking that a million cops help. Try to hire 2 million. They're trying to hire 2 million now. What do you think 2 million cops is going to do? Don't you understand, folks, that you can't run anything if we decide you don't run it? I don't think they get that, Mike. We're not, and I'm not knocking people from Russia, but I'm sorry. We don't, this is not Russia. We don't have that history. This is a Anglo-Saxon culture of grabbing the king and chopping his head off, and then you mix into that the wild cultures from all the rest of the world of people that don't put up with bull. And Americans may be fat, dumb, and happy, but I'm telling you, the old instincts to go absolutely ape are still there, Mike.
Absolutely, I agree with that, and we do have that long tradition of kicking out the government previously for getting a little out of control, and more I get reader emails, and I don't post them because I'm trying not to get people in trouble, but I am getting so many emails these days of people just saying it is time to start shooting the in search of particular obscene qualifier there. And
no, I'm getting hundreds of them, folks. Don't start shooting people. But I'm telling you...
Yeah.
I hope the government, and I know they do, there are millions of veterans literally with huge automatic rifles, oiled, loaded, and ready. They want to start killing you. I don't think the government fully realizes that, Mike.
Well, they never do. I mean, every time you look at a government that has fallen, it's because somebody got arrogant and they said, oh, the people, they will never, they'll never rise up against us. And then you have the Bastille, or you have Ceausescu getting machine gunned on national TV, or what happened to Mussolini. Or Charles the First, regicide is a fact of history, and revolution is a fact of history. I don't like it, like you. I'm encouraging people to stay peaceful and go the Gandhi route, but it is obvious that when the government is taking so much from you, and all they can think of is finding more ways to take more from you, like this global warming central command that tells you when you can turn your bedroom light on and off, at some point, somebody is going to break and say, enough is enough. And that's when things will get very unpleasant.
And then the government, when the first people go nuts and start blasting, then the government's going to come out and try to crush it and then go wild and overreact, and then it's just going to explode from there.
Yeah, it'll just get worse and worse because all the government can do is repress the general population. And as they've seen in Palestine, that ultimately doesn't work. The only way you really get peace in a situation like that is one side kills everybody on the other side. And that's obviously what Tacitus was referring to when he kept talking about the Roman idea of peace.
Which is, they made a desolation and called it peace.
Yeah, they created a desolation and called it peace. And that's what we're doing in Iraq. And while I was waiting to come on the show today, I was watching this live broadcast of George Bush doing a town hall meeting in Ohio where he's still trying to sell this idea that we have to stay in Iraq because it's Al-Qaeda that's causing all the sectarian
violence. But the plan was to break down a first world into a third world, to create desolation, break it in three parts. We've been saying that for 5 years, and now it's mainstream news.
Absolutely. And the thing is, it is a complete, utter disaster. It is built on the lie of weapons of mass destruction. And meanwhile, it is very obvious that Bush is trying to find some way to get support from the American people to go into Iran. And short of staging some other kind of a false flag attack, I don't see how he can get it.
Well, I'm sure you heard about the former senator coming out and saying on a radio show, don't worry, there's going to be a big event in the U.S. in the next year, and then you'll be for attacking Iran.
Yeah, Santorum, it does seem like he's kind of tipped the cards there. But I'll tell you what I'm really more concerned about instead of next year is just in the next few weeks. I notice that we have seen a lot more news coverage of the Enterprise going to the Gulf than any of the other carriers. If you ask people what carriers we have in the Gulf, they're going to be hard-pressed to name any of them. But everybody knows the Enterprise is there. And this is an old ship. It's 46 years old, and it's already scheduled for decommissioning.
You think that's what you've been saying for a year, they might blow it up?
Yeah, they might do something like that in a new Pearl Harbor to say, oh, those dastardly Iranians, they killed all of our kids on our carrier, and the war is off and running. So yeah, I'm concerned that the Enterprise did seem to be getting a little more news coverage as it went over there than any of the previous carriers.
I did notice that. They're personalizing it for us. Here's
yes.
your friend, the Enterprise. Look
yes.
at it, see? Oh, man. A lot of experts are saying that's the card they think they're going to pull, is having the carrier go right up into the waters and then having a sub come up and shoot a few surface-to-surface missiles at it. No, a big smoking carrier blowing up for everyone with a bunch of belly bombs in it for so the news cameras can be on it. You'll burn for a few hours, and then oh, it got into the magazine, and then the whole thing blew up. Oh, and there'd be images of our sailors trying to scramble off the deck and get away. And if that does happen, ask yourselves how they pre-positioned all of it.
Yeah, very much so. Well, Bush has to do something. I mean, just looking at the audience behind him just now on the TV, even the people they're screening as acceptable for his town hall meetings, the looks on their faces, they don't believe him anymore. Bush, the wheels are coming off his war wagon, and he needs something desperately to get his war back on track.
Well, Israel has had the strongest language yet. And they say they're going to attack Iraq in 02. They do it in 03. They love to stretch it out for that subconscious thing where I don't want the war, Mike doesn't want it, but subconsciously our brain has heard about it so much. It's kind of like all day the bully says he's meeting you at 3:30 after school to beat you up. You kind of just can't wait till 3:30. He may have flunked three grades and be a lot bigger than you, and you're 14 years old and he's got a beard, but you just want to get out there and get it over with. I mean, that's kind of like, okay, get the war over with. I'm sick of hearing about it all day. Let high noon come. But now Israel is saying that they may attack Iran anytime. And that they're ready for a July attack. But I'm not saying that's going to happen. The point is they're saying that.
Yeah, they are saying that. And, of course, what everybody understands is Israel will start the war against Iran, but Bush will say we must support our friend, and American men and American women are going to be sent in to die in yet another war by Israel's design.
Because Bush gave a speech 2 days ago saying that we've got to win in Iraq by going into Iran. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. The push is on. These are wars that Israel obviously wants. Bush has already stated repeatedly that the U.S. will back Israel in any regional war, even if Israel strikes the first blow. And he made a point of saying that, which seemed to me to be able to preempt this idea that if Israel starts a war, we could say, well, you know, Israel started it. Why are we involved in
it? And then we're going to hear if Iran fights back in any way, they've said that's terrorism.
Absolutely, and one that I saw today is they're looking at this tunneling project that Iran is doing near one of the nuclear power plant sites and saying, well, Iran is obviously preparing to move their nuclear facility underground. Well, you've got 4 or 5 U.S. carriers off their shore spoiling for a war. Of course Iran is going to take defensive steps. You know, it's not suspicious for Iran to want to defend itself. It's suspicious for the U.S. to have all those carriers off their coast. And you have to remember, what we're talking about is a nuclear power station, which Iran has a legal right to build.
Well, look, they're not worried about nukes. They hand them out like hotcakes. I mean, look at Pakistan running around with the missiles to deliver them. But I want to take a few calls here, as I promised I would. But, Mike,
okay.
James Hetfield, the lead singer of Metallica, 6'5", blonde hair, blonde biker, Viking style, beard, devil tattoos all over him, lands on a private jet. They arrest him and say he may be Al-Qaeda. I mean, I think they do that on purpose just to illustrate that this is silliness, but we will do whatever we want to you whenever we want for this Live Aid thing. Now the Democrats are introducing the parliamentary move to be able to introduce full carbon tax legislation in the next session. I mean, this is just wall-to-wall craziness.
It is, and it's just another excuse to take more money from the people to try and float their debts along. Because both the U.S. and Great Britain, the governments are so hopelessly in debt from these losing wars that they're just going to have to find a way to extract it out of their people to get themselves out of this mess. Personally, in the case of the United States, I don't think they can do it. I don't think there is enough money in the general population to pay off the amount of debt that they have run up to this point. We're already at 50% taxation. What can they do? Double the taxes to where 100% of everything we make goes to the government?
Well, attacking Iran is failing forward. It's overturning the chessboard and helping people rally around the government when they totally tank the dollar, because after all, we're in a war with some people somewhere that have brown skin and the general public can't find Iran on a map. Let's take a quick call here or two. Let's go to Rob in Kansas. Thanks for holding, Rob. Okay, Rob just hung up. Who's up next there? Steve in Utah, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up?
We're worldwide, sir.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, this is Steve, Orm, Utah. Hey, I just had a comment on the grandma beating officer. I've had trouble with that guy, too. When I moved in my house, he called and was screaming at me, threatening to get me evicted because I'm not an illegal alien and I had more than three people living in my house. And then,
wait a minute. So you live in the same town where this 70-plus-year-old woman, no criminal record, he just slammed her head in the ground with pleasure because she tried to. He said she's going to arrest her for not having green grass. That's mainstream news. You know him.
Yeah, this guy, he's got problems. He's not a very good person. We were in a gun store, me and my friend, and me and him are the only people in there. And then this guy comes in, and he's sitting over there behind us. And we turn around, we notice he's sighting in a handgun at my friend's head, you know. And we're like, okay, what's up with that? So we just left, you know, we thought that's kind of weird. And we go out, and his police truck was parked next to my car, so I couldn't even get in my car. I couldn't open the door far enough to get in. I had to kind of...
So was it him?
Yeah, his name's Officer Giles.
Yeah, that's in the newspaper. Yeah, well, he took down that woman. I mean, he's a man. Yeah, you doing, boy? Well, stay there. I want to hear more about this on the other side. And that's what true Americans do, take down old women.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
We're talking to Steve Teeding, and he lives in Orme, Utah. He lives across the street from the lady who invented word perfect. This is a big armored mansion the cops protect from the local townspeople, I guess. He moved in next door, and this guy called up telling him he was going to evict him because he had three people living in the house. And this is a special neighborhood cop they have there. They have these in a lot of towns. Then this is the guy, the officer, who grabbed the old lady and slammed her down on the concrete. He said, I'm going to arrest you, give you a ticket for not having green grass. Finish up your story. I'm going to have Aaron Dykes call you. I want to do a report on this guy. And I'm going to get that lady on as well. We're working on that, the lady that got slammed in the ground, who said, you better do what he says. What else happened?
With when he called me, he just was threatening me. My landlord called me and said, you know, don't worry about it. I guess they do it all the time, and I was being very polite. I didn't want to, you know, make him mad. But I felt like I didn't do anything wrong, and this guy's calling and threatening me and telling me I'm going to get evicted from
my
house.
Now, you were in a gun store one day, though, and you turn around, and he's right behind you sighting a gun in. How close did he have the gun to your friend's head?
Just probably like maybe 10 yards away. We're just in a, you know, a decent-sized store. And
what? I mean, he was taking sight down the barrel right at his head.
Yeah, he was sighting in a gun in the back of my
friend's head. Did he smile or have an evil celebration? Was there any type of evil gang member twitch or anything? Or what?
No, he just was over there looking at guns and decided he'd sight them in the back of my friend's head.
And then when you went outside, you saw his, quote, neighborhood, 1991, you said, what type of truck?
It's a Ford Extended Cab, 1991.
Okay, listen, I'm going to have Aaron Dykes call you right now, okay? I'm gonna put you on hold. I got to go. I got loaded phone lines here, Jonathan, Leon, Carl, a bunch of others. Mike Rivera, what do you think of that story?
Well, it does strike me as a reminder, and I say this because I've got relatives who work in law enforcement, and frankly, it scares me that they're out there with a loaded gun. Police forces very often attract people who just really get off on the badge and the authority and the gun, and not everybody is there for really noble motives like you see in the movies and TV, and as a result, you do get a lot of abusive police behavior. And you get a lot of people who basically build their self-worth on their willingness to go along with any orders that they're given, regardless of how obscene they may be, as we saw in Waco, Texas. And it does, unfortunately, it supports the creation of the police state when you have a police force that is just enjoying the power and authority. And I think back to this movie called Blade Runner, where right in the middle of it when...
You're not cop, you're little people.
That's exactly the quote I was going for. So, and that's really very much seen in a lot of our inner cities, that there's the cops really are overlords and overseers of the population, and they act that way, and they're treated that way, and, you know, you get...
This is the United States, and we're not going to put up with it. We've had enough.
Well, I like that sentiment, and I like to see it happen. And again, part of what is working against that is that alternative media, such as your radio show, is exposing this kind of behavior by the police so that the public begins to realize that the guys in that black and white patrol car aren't real angels like is shown on TV, that in fact the TV and film portrayal of police is part of the propaganda to make you just go along with whatever they're saying. And Santorum, who was the former senator that we saw on the radio saying there's going to be a new terror attack, he's out in Hollywood right now trying to pitch a film project in which Iranians and Islams are the bad guys, and we've got to do this horrendous big-budget movie about what evil, vile people they are and how they threaten our way of life and what we're going to do about it.
He knows full well.
He'll probably find a very receptive audience there.
I hear you. Mike Rivera, you got a Saturday program right here on GCN. God bless you, my friend.
Thank you.
Good to have you on. I'm sorry to Jonathan, Leon, Carl, everybody. We're going to have an open phone day, if not tomorrow, the next day. We're going to have open phones. A lot of news I didn't get to. A lot we did. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. Don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be releasing Terror Storm Special Edition on Wednesday. That's tomorrow. God bless you all.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.